Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Fighting to stop the censorship of the Christian flag. We're going to be talking about this issue on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, we have now filed a very detailed memorandum of law, along with a list of undisputed facts in the federal court in Boston, Massachusetts, on behalf of Hal Shurtleff and the Christian civic organization Camp Constitution. Because, Holly, what we found in our discovery and what we've now filed in the court is that on more than 300 occasions, the city of Boston has allowed this use of a flagpole for individuals or groups to raise the flag, sometimes for days at a time, of their different organization. Different kinds of flags that are a wide variety of viewpoints and speech. There's only one occasion that the city stepped in and censored a flag, and it was our clients, Camp Constitution and Hal Shurtleff, with that organization. They wanted to fly a Christian flag on a city flagpole, which is specifically stated by the city policy as an open public forum, during a temporary couple of hour event honoring the Constitution during Constitution Week in 2017, and they were denied, and they were denied again in 2018.
Yeah, you know, they started this in 2017 and asked again in 2018 just for permission to raise the Christian flag. You think it would be in Boston of all places, you know, a no-brainer. But they saw the word Christian, and I guess that just set off their little lights. So they have, again, considering to try to fly this flag to commemorate Constitution Day, September 17th, in honor of our Constitution. But yet they have allowed other flags like the Boston Pride, the transgender, if that's such a thing, flag, Communist China, Cuba, and all those
Turkey,
all those other organizations, but the Christian flag, which this country is based on.
Well, you know, what they did was they have delegated to one person discretion to censor, despite the fact that they have a policy. And the policy says that there's different places within the city of Boston, and one of these is at the bottom of the flagpole and one of the flagpoles.
But this is a public forum.
That's what they say in their policy, that it's a public forum.
Open to all applicants.
That's exactly word for word. It says it's open to all applicants. They want to have diversity of viewpoints. And they have designated one of those flags as being a public forum. Now, I know most flagpoles are not public forums. You can't just raise a flag of your choice on a flagpole. But when the city opens that flagpole,
mm-hmm. Their idea
for individuals and groups and organizations to raise a flag honoring or celebrating or acknowledging their particular issue or viewpoint, then they can't censor a flag simply because it's religious. Now, the other thing is interesting. There is the Bunker Hill flag. And the Bunker Hill flag, when you look at the Bunker Hill flag, has a cross in it. And it's really the same flag as the Christian flag.
Just like a miniature version,
right? Except for different in color.
Mm-hmm.
It's a reverse color scheme. Mm. And it's virtually identical. The only difference between the Christian flag and the Bunker Hill flag is in the right-hand corner of the Bunker Hill flag is a pine tree as well, small pine tree. Other than that, and the color scheme being reversed, it's the same flag. They've allowed the Bunker Hill flag to be flown. They would have allowed most likely this Christian flag, which, if you don't know what a Christian flag is, it is a flag that is white, then it has a square up in the corner,
which is blue,
and inside that square has a cross,
red cross.
Yeah. So it's red, white, and blue, but it's got the cross there. Mm-hmm. Doesn't say Christian or anything else. It's just a flag with the symbol of the cross in that square. The Bunker Hill flag is identical to that, just a different color scheme, mm-hmm. with the addition of the pine tree. And what we found out during our discovery is if they had called this flag in their application, for example, the Camp Constitution flag, or they just said, we want to fly a flag while we're down below having recognition of our Judeo-Christian history in honor of Constitution Week, they would have allowed it. But it was the word, quote, Christian, close quote, that ultimately caught the attention of the censor. Mm-hmm. Now, he had never even seen a, quote, Christian flag. He didn't know what a Christian flag was. But because the application says we want to fly the Christian flag because that's what it's called, that raised his antenna, and he ultimately censored it. And he said, oh, no, we can't have a Christian flag having a Christian message because that would make it look like the city's endorsing it.
Yeah, I mean, when he applied, all of a sudden this secret, unwritten, unconstitutional policy came out when he received an email saying, I'm sorry, we refuse religious flags.
Yeah,
like,
so
where did that start?
Where did that come from?
Yeah.
And then he just said, well, we have a policy not to allow flags with religious symbols or words.
It's a public forum open to all applicants.
And they invite everybody for diverse viewpoints. Then what they did after the litigation started is they actually put that policy in writing. And they still say that it's a public forum open to all. And what they say is that what they've done in practice, this man, this one designation that they have given to a particular person in the city, he has the discretion to grant or deny. Now, in any kind of First Amendment free speech issue, you have to have parameters on the discretion.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because otherwise someone can, in this case, grant you because they like the message and deny me because they don't like the message without any criteria. It has to be neutral. It has to be without viewpoint censorship. And they have not done that. And so what we did is through our discovery, we found that there are more than 300 times that they have allowed flags to be flown since 2005, and nearly 40 times just in the year preceding Camp Constitution's request. What we also find is they've never censored a single flag, and that in most cases, this designated censor never even looks at the flag, doesn't even pay attention to it. But in this particular case, paid attention to it because it says Christian flag.
You know, so I don't understand how the court does not see the reality of this.
That's really the real question. We've been to the federal court twice now.
Wow.
And the federal judge has ruled against us. We went to an appeal and the case got sent back. We went back on appeal. Now we're back before the judge again. So this is the third time before that same judge. And this is what's called summary judgment. All the discovery is done. And we're presenting all of this, and now there's no reason for a trial at this point because all the discovery is done, and we came up with a list of undisputed facts that have come about through the case. And we presented it to the city, and they went back and looked at it, and all they did is add one point, which is a minor thing. And they've agreed. All these facts that we've put forth are true. They're undisputed. There's no reason for any more discovery. There's no reason for a trial. It's all there. The judge can rule, and it's not good information for the city, but yet they're still defended. It's the word Christian.
Yeah,
and
the name above every name.
So, you know, one of the things that they were arguing, the city, during oral argument is that, well, everything that goes up, they endorse. It's the city's message. Well, so what we did is we looked at China. They've allowed the Chinese flag, the flag of China, to be flown. Well, do they endorse the abuse of human rights in China?
Oh, what about Cuba?
Cuba, Turkey, they've allowed the flag of Turkey.
Communist countries?
Communist China and communist Cuba, the abuse of human rights in Turkey. Do they really, really endorse that? No, they don't. These were private organizations that wanted to put up those flags. They allowed them. They have allowed all these other flags, over 300, 40 in the year just before this was denied. In the history of all the discovery, only one censorship, and that's the word Christian. Mm. That is unconstitutional, so continue to pray for this case. It's an important one and will set a major precedent. But at the end of the day, Christian viewpoints, religious viewpoints, cannot be censored in a forum that's open for the general public. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. Stand with us and pray for the ministry. You can also sign up for one or more of our many emails right there on the front page of lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776, lc.org.